Issue 2 would legalize recreational marijuana use in Ohio. Not surprisingly, the Hancock County Community Coalition on Addiction is opposed. And joining us this morning is Zach Thomas from Hancock County Adamus on behalf of the Coalition on Addiction. And Zach, not a big surprise that the coalition would be opposed to this measure, but kind of lay out your position, explain your position, why you are so opposed to this measure.
Sure. Well, good morning, Chris, and thank you for having me on the air this morning to talk about this issue. There's really three kind of areas that we've been looking at as far as the big concerns we have as it relates to legalization of recreational marijuana. The first one would be, and it all really speaks to prevention. And, with alcohol use, we have a history of guidelines and research that shows, what safer use looks like. Mm-hmm. None of that research exists for marijuana. And so for those reasons, that's a reason to certainly oppose it, because we just don't have the science to support safer use of the substance. The other secondary reason is, recreational marijuana, if it were to become legalized, reduces a barrier. Simply by the fact that some things are illegal is enough of a prevention standard that people wouldn't even attempt to use it. And then the third one is really, and we've seen this in other states, and research has shown us that when a substance becomes legalized, the perception of risk, particularly among youth, goes down. Which means they see it as a little bit safer, and so may not be as harmful. And likewise, access also increases. So for those three major reasons is what the coalition has said, this is a reason to oppose issue two.
Let me present some of the arguments from the other side, give you a chance to respond. What about the argument that a regulated market is in fact safer for Ohioans, and particularly children, because by making this available in regulated retail establishments, you can control the access to youth as opposed to the street pushers who will sell to anyone?
Yeah, that's an argument we've heard, but we can also counter that by saying, alcohol is regulated and we still have issues with kids underage drinking. Smoking tobacco products are also highly regulated and there's still access to kids can get those. So the question is, why would we want to exacerbate that situation by adding yet another product that could compound those issues that our youth are already experiencing?
There is also the question of, and in opposition to issue two, we have heard the term gateway drug, that this then becomes, if it's more accessible, if it's legal, it becomes a gateway drug to harder substances, to other substances. And again, the argument here is that what really has been a gateway to the heroin epidemic that we have seen of late are prescription opioids, not so much the marijuana issue. Do you still view this as a gateway drug, or is the research just not really support that?
Well, we used to use the term gateway drug, like you were saying, Chris, for a lot of things. But actually, our research has shown us, particularly through SAMHSA, the Substance Abuse Mental Health Administration, 1 in 10 people who use marijuana have become addicted to using the substance. And that increases to 1 in 6 if someone under the age of 18 starts using marijuana. So it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to lead to a harder substance. In and of itself can create a significant number of health issues and behavioral issues just by simply using the substance alone.
There was an interesting piece, I believe it was in the paper a couple of days ago, which made the argument that the real danger in Ohio with respect to marijuana and marijuana-related products for both children and the general public at large are the edibles containing THC, which are already legal and easily accessible in the state of Ohio. Does this go beyond just the question of marijuana per se in issue two?
Well, I think, you know, there would be other forms of it that would become legalized through this process. And again, that kind of speaks to, you know, increasing access. You know, we're already challenged with some youth getting access to, you know, maybe a person has a medical marijuana card and has products in their household like that. Mm-hmm. And so this could certainly exacerbate that issue.
So what would be, a lot of people see this as kind of inevitable. It's already legal in Michigan, which, again, for some, especially in this part of the state, maybe not so much in Columbus or Cincinnati, but in this part of the state, a lot of people say, well, you just drive across the border to Michigan and you can buy this stuff. A lot of folks see this as inevitable. That this will be legalized. And in fact, at the national level, they're looking at relaxing the rules on marijuana. What would be the counter? I mean, how do you counter that if indeed this is where, you know, public acceptance of marijuana is heading?
Yeah, that's a fair question, because, you know, we've struggled with that as well. You know, when we look at it through the lens of prevention, you know, we have to consider it no different than we do with alcohol, tobacco, or any other substance, in that what we're really trying to do is protect the brain. We know that the youth brain doesn't become fully developed until about age 25, 26. And the longer we can delay the time that someone tries a substance, the better chance they have of not developing an issue, a substance use issue, whether it's dependence or an addiction, or even just issues with using it on and of itself. So if that becomes the inevitability that it is legalized, then our mission and our job is to make sure that we are providing sound prevention, education, awareness, and skill sets, and really build those resiliency skills of our youth through pro-social engagement, through understanding how the brain works, and just really, really honing in on delaying the onset of any use of any substance.
Again, Zach Thomas with the Hancock County Community Coalition on Addiction, opposed to Issue 2, which would legalize recreational marijuana use in Ohio. We have a link for more information about the work of the coalition on our webpage. You can go to goodmornings.net. And again, Zach Thomas, thanks very much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate the opportunity.